ABC Radio Australia.
Well, Australia's capital, Canberra, will be the site of a climate protest by young climate activists from the Pacific. It's part of a series of activities aimed at drawing attention to Australia's coal and carbon industry. And later today, a documentary film will be launched to mark the start of activism in the capital. So joining us this morning is Jacinta Fa'amau from 350pacific.org. With that, I say tsalof and welcome to the show.
Morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no worries, Jacinta. I mean, look, Pacific climate activists, they have actually been arriving in Canberra. So I'm wondering what is in store for this week?
Yeah, so we are all finally here in Canberra, and we're all here to demand that the Australian government stay true to its supposed family ties with the Pacific. This means that Australia must say no to coal and gas and prioritise scaling up safe, clean and fair renewable energy for communities. And we've got a few days set where we will do some training, preparing our worries and planning what this day could look like. And all of this will kick off on this Friday outside Parliament House.
Of course, and that comes with the protest. What is it that you are hoping the government will reply with?
Well, we'll start a better climate action package. I know that, if the budget has been released or not, but there's, basically we are taking part in the Rise Up week of actions, and this Friday is the last day to like wrap up the big week that communities across Australia have been running little actions and events outside of MP houses demanding climate action. And so we'll be doing that the same this Friday as well.
Jacinta, I also hear that there is a bit of a documentary launch too.
Yep. So this will be premiering a film tonight in Canberra. So last year, there were a few of us who travelled to Gomeroi country to witness the destruction of the coal and gas industry on Indigenous lands. And it was powerful to bring together a whole bunch of people. We had student strikers. There were a few of us, Pacific Climate Warriors based in Oz. We had some who came from the islands, First Nations people in Australia, especially those who were from Gomeroi country. And it was just to experience the destruction that's being directly caused by the mining and drilling of the fossil fuel industry. The documentary basically captures the experience of connecting climate impacts from around the world, particularly across the ocean and the Pacific, to the destruction that's being caused here in Australia.
And the film itself, correct me if I'm wrong, is it Walimba Nigiani, Stronger Together? Is that
With the
film itself, I know you told me a little bit about it, but what's its actual key message that you're wanting people to take away from it?
Yeah, so the key message, it's about solidarity across oceans as both our peoples demand better from the Australian government, which ties to our action this Friday as well.
And I know you touched on Australia's coal industry there. Can you just share why is it so critical to fight climate change?
I mean, for many of us across the Pacific, we don't have a choice. This is something that is dependent on our survival. We don't have a lot of choices because the alternative is not a good option for us. And it's important that people here in Australia, especially with the elections coming up later this year or early next year, that the community understand the impacts of climate change, not just here in Australia, but across in the Pacific, in like our neighbouring islands.
Well, thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beat. I'm your host, Agitha Bowl, speaking to Jacinta Fa'amau from 350pacific.org, climate activists on the work that they are doing, including their recent doco, Walimba Nigiani, Stronger Together. Jacinta, come back to those protests. I mean, why do you think this week? I mean, I believe it's obviously scheduled to take place ahead of the budget, yeah?
Yes. So at the end of this week, will be outside Parliament lawns in Canberra calling on the Australian government to stop, as mentioned earlier, no coal and gas proposals, and to phase out the existing fossil fuel projects that are currently in place. But it's, yeah, stop funding fossil fuels and redirecting that money towards the just transition and renewable energy that we're all trying to, I guess, figure out what that path could look like. But I guess if our government can prioritise that, then that's something that we could deem as successful from our actions this week.
Interesting enough, I know you've highlighted how destructive, you know, the extractive industry is to the climate and the Pacific. But the Australian government also says, you know, they've spent millions on climate adaptation. Is that not a fair trade-off?
Definitely not a fair trade-off. I am aware that Australia has put in place some sort of climate action plan, but it's one thing to say they are doing all these good things to protect the environment, but at the same time, they're still one of the world's biggest exporters of coal. And yeah, that just doesn't make sense. It's not good enough.
Well, I suppose then, as the big brother in the region, what can Australia do better then with?
I know that there is a lot on the line in the next couple of years, and there is the world is watching how Australia demonstrate their relationship with the Pacific, on all levels. But I know that Australia needs to listen to its First Nations people here in the country first before it worries about improving its relationship outside of its borders. There is still a lot of work to do just around climate justice here in Australia. That's a perfect place to start for our Australian government.